This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Egypt's newly appointed prime minister is expected to name his cabinet. Military leaders who seized power from the democratically elected regime are still promising new elections early in the new year. The BBC's Middle East correspondent Jim Muir joins us from Cairo. Morning, Jim.
Hello there. How are you doing?
The man tapped to be interim prime minister in Egypt is Hazem el-Bablawi. What do we know about him?
Well, he is a very well-known and highly respected economist. He was actually deputy prime minister briefly a couple of years ago, just after the overthrow of President Mubarak, and has now been appointed acting or interim prime minister. Now, see, he brings to that job a wealth of expertise in all the kind of economic areas that the government desperately needs. He is very well known abroad. He's particularly strong in the Arabian Gulf. And it's perhaps no coincidence that the announcement of his appointment coincided with announcements from Saudi Arabia and the UAE, the Emirates, that they're granting $8 billion of aid in one form or another to the new Egypt.
Now, the aid from the UAE suggests that work can be done to help stabilize the Egyptian economy, even during this interim process ahead of the promised election.
Well, I think that infusion of money may stave off a total collapse or bankruptcy on the part of the central bank, which has to fund credits, for example, importing food during Ramadan, which started today. But I think everybody realizes that you can't have economic progress, stability, etc., without political stability. And the focus has to be on getting a government that is acceptable at least to the majority of the political forces, which means at least some Islamist sections have to be included as well.
Jim, where are you right now?
I right now am on top of a mosque overlooking the big intersection, which has become the kind of epicenter of the Muslim Brotherhood's presence here. It was just a few hundred yards up the road to my west that what they're calling here a massacre took place on Monday morning, with more than 50 of the people here who were gunned down at dawn by security forces in disputed circumstances, of course. But now the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, their supreme guide, and various other top officials have apparently got arrest warrants out for them. So the way they see it, this will, I think, further increase their feeling that they are the victims in this affair.
The BBC's Middle East correspondent Jim Muir atop a mosque in Cairo. Jim, thank you.
You're very welcome.